namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Okay, where did we stop? No, it's, I guess we're at verse 11.
Tad bhavad dahyamanayam. Sapatninam samriddhi bihi. Prajavatinam bhadram te. Maya yuktam anugraham. Tad bhavan dahyamanayam. Sapatninam samriddhi bihi. Prajavatinam bhadram te. Maya yuktam anugraham. Tat.
Therefore.
Bhavan.
Your good self.
Dahyamanayam.
Being distressed.
Sapatninam.
Of the co-wives.
Samriddhi bihi.
By their prosperity.
Prajavatinam.
Of those who have children.
Bhadram.
All prosperity.
Te.
Unto you.
Mayi.
Unto me.
Ayuktam.
Do unto me. In all respects.
Anugraham.
Favor. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, you should be kind towards me by showing me complete mercy. I desire to have sons, and I am much distressed by seeing the opulence of my co-wives. By performing this act, you will become happy.
Purport.
In Bhagavad Gita, sexual intercourse for begetting children is accepted as righteous. A person sexually inclined for simple sense gratification, however, is unrighteous. In Diti's appeal to her husband for sex, it was not exactly that she was afflicted by sex desires, but she desired sons. Since she had no sons, she felt poorer than her co-wives. Therefore, Kashyapa was supposed to satisfy
her bona fide wish.
It's not wrong for it, Diti to be asking for the chance to have a son. It's a material desire, but it's natural. Women are like this. If a man doesn't want to get involved in such entanglement that this involves, having to raise children, having to put up with all the embarrassments and complications of family life, and having to put obstacles in the way of his spiritual life in this way, then he should get married. Because if you have a wife, you're obliged to satisfy her by providing children. Otherwise, what marriage has no purpose. In Kali Yuga, in the modern age, up to more recent times, marriage was a facility for sex. That you were supposed to refrain from sex until you got married. Of course, that wasn't observed by everybody. The privileged classes broke the rules. But it was, it was the official rule, even though so many people disobeyed it, that, you're supposed to get married if you want to have sex. Nowadays, nobody cares. Nobody even cares to get married anymore, or just, I don't know, sometimes they do, but it's no need to. You can have sex freely. But actually the Vedic system is putrarte kriyate bhartya. A wife is taken to have sons, and the son is there to perform religious functions. I'm sorry, I think we discussed this last week in the temple also. I'm just going over the same material again. Anyway, it's not wrong for Diti to have this request. But as we will read in the next few verses, Kashyapa simply asked her to wait until the time was auspicious. The time of dusk is not the proper time to have intercourse. Then you'll have a demoniac child, and that's what happened. Two demoniac children were born, twins. Anyway, if one wants to avoid all this, then he has to be trained properly as brahmachari to control his senses. But there are many who can struggle to control their senses for some years, but still they end up getting married and sometimes very entangled, even after years of training. The real key is that one has to learn satisfaction. Brahmacharya is to work to connect oneself with Brahman, the Absolute Truth. Brahmacharya, work for the Absolute Truth. Of course, it's conventionally means celibacy, but the idea is behind it, behind the word, is to connect one's, act in such a way as to establish a relationship with the Supreme. If you can do that, then you'll feel satisfaction and you won't need to get entangled. If you feel satisfied, padam drishtvani vartate, by getting a higher taste than the lower urges can be subdued. Only by that, not by force, not just by material ambition that I want to become an important person in devotional service, therefore I have to, take sannyas, and therefore I have to, control my senses. But that's motivated materially, and it can later lead into serious trouble. Then one takes sannyas and then falls down. Then it can be very serious. So this should be the proper basis of being satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Then you can avoid sense the entanglements of sense gratification. It is the satisfaction of the self. Satisfaction of actually developing your relationship with Krishna. That should be our goal. Whether we've even put on white and given up the struggle, or we're still struggling, or still striving to remain remain saffron. In either case, our business is to become satisfied with Krishna, with Krishna's service. The Paramahamsas have no problem. But even those who are still coming to and working on the second-class platform, we have our service. We may not have realized our swarupa, but we have our connection with Krishna through our devotional service. We're serving in Vaidhi Bhakti under the instructions of our spiritual master and Shastra, but we're serving Krishna. That is our connection. That is our relationship. So we have to develop that relationship with Krishna nicely. We should have solid, satisfying service that pleases Krishna and then also pleases us because it's pleasing Krishna. In devotional service, your real pleasure doesn't come from sense gratification, not at all. Not even subtle sense gratification of reputation and so on. That will not satisfy the self. It will only give some stimulation to the mind. Material stimulation of being important, of being comfortable, of being opulent. This will not satisfy the self. The self is satisfied when Krishna is satisfied. When you satisfy Krishna by your service, then you become actually satisfied. That's the process. And in Vaidhi Bhakti especially, we're serving by following by serving our spiritual master. Spiritual masters, if you want. By serving the Vaishnavas. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. When one has bhakti, then things go on naturally, automatically. But to get that pure bhakti, one has to serve Bhagavat. The devotee Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat constantly, regularly practice. Practice serving. And who should we serve? We should serve the message of the Bhagavatam. We should serve the devotees who are serving the message of the Bhagavatam. And that gives us a taste. That gives not only gives us a taste, but it establishes our relationship with Krishna. As disciples of our spiritual masters, we are building up our relationship with Krishna through our relationship with our spiritual masters. And we're members of ISKCON, so our service to the mission of ISKCON, which is Prabhupada's mission. I hope that's not a controversial statement. You know, devotees say ISKCON is Prabhupada's body, and other devotees say, oh, that's just too far and too much. You know, then you become fanatic. You know, then if you make any criticism against the status quo, then you're attacking Prabhupada's body. You know, so maybe that's too much. You know, this whole metaphor of ISKCON is Prabhupada's body, and you know, it's perfect, and it's, you know, it's going to conquer the world. You know, no doubt, and everything else. I mean, maybe some of it's fanatic. But I think it's not too much to say that ISKCON is Prabhupada's mission. You know, what is going to accomplish and how long it's going to take to accomplishment, that we can accomplish, that we may not know. But we do know that Prabhupada intended that ISKCON would fulfill his desires. At least that much is not too controversial. That it's Prabhupada's mission. And our hope is to satisfy Prabhupada. And most likely the way we're going to satisfy Prabhupada is by participating in his mission. Not working against it, but working for it. Not doing nothing and not working against it, but doing something positive, according to our capacity, to promote the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That will be our best chance for establishing and strengthening our relationship with the Supreme Absolute Truth. At least for us, this is the means that's been provided to us. Other Vaishnavas may be connecting with Krishna through other means, but this is our way.
Hare Krishna. So,
then we can avoid the entanglement, or even if we get encumbered, we can not become too entangled by becoming satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Okay, maybe we'll just keep it short today. So any questions or comments? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.